very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to your favorite figure skating podcast, The Run Through, where we talk about all the things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us wonder, what did we do to offend the skating gods in Milan?
No, I know what we did. I know what we did.
What did we do?
There was a non-religious man who presented himself as the Pope.
Oh, well.
That's sacrilege.
There was some cursed stuff going on before we saw that skate, to be honest.
It's Olympics, guys. Things happen, and crazy things happen at the Olympics, especially when they're in Italy, if anyone remembers Torino 2006.
That's so true.
So true.
So far, this has not been my vibe. I can say that with
it's been
certainty.
My vibe.
It's our vibe.
Really?
It has to be. We have to accept this as our vibe.
Yes.
This is it.
It's our vibe. I do just want to say, for everyone who's like shocked by all of this happening, I said this off the start of this, but some of you haven't survived a 2-athlete DQ in a draft.
Yeah.
And it shows.
And it shows. Yeah.
It's showing. Yeah.
Because this time we're all on Team Ashley.
This is what it's like to be me.
This is how it feels. Welcome to the team. Welcome to Ashley's Silver Spoons.
Good to be here.
I'm feeling like a lot of us are pewter right now. I'm feeling pewter.
Well, this is what I was going to say. I was waiting to see if anybody had anything to say.
Ashley's slurping on her wine. She's doing like a
she
tasting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Swishing it around in her mouth.
She's a sommelier.
Feeling the tannins.
This is a Josh Cab Sav, and it's not strong enough to help me through this event.
But you know who is strong enough? Is Minerva and Nikita from Germany, the pairs who are in first place.
Did you see Nikita's face as he stepped on the ice?
No.
He looked like, have you guys ever seen Finding Nemo, where like the shark gets like a little bit of blood up his nose and then his smile goes. It was like he heard those scores and the most maniacal grin was just strewn across his face. He was ready to just attack. And I fucking love that. I feel like this event was people holding back, and the team that actually went out and attacked everything were rewarded. The Germans were really good tonight.
They were very
good. They were excellent. Yeah, so we are, in fact, discussing the pairs short program at the Olympics.
Not funny.
Haza and Volodin are in first place, as we've referenced. Metelkina and Barilova from Georgia are in second place. And a Canadian pair is in third place, but not the one we thought could be in this position. No. Leah Pereira and Trent Michaud are in third. The favorites for gold, or one of the favorites for gold, Miura and Kihara from Japan are in fifth after they had a big issue on their lift. Deanna Stellato and Maxime Deschamps are all the way down in 14th place after a completely like fluky fall at the end of the program. And you know what? Sway and Han, your defending Olympic champions, are right there in sixth place. Like, it was a weird day on the rink, as they all seem to be in Milan.
Yes. But I just have to say that this point spread is like, anyone can make any sort of move. If we've learned anything from the men's event, it is from 16th place to first place, 16 different points. That's from the last place skater who will be in the free skate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a crazy spread. Like, to me, that just suggests that, like, hold on for your life. in the free skate.
Yes.
Because
absolutely,
it's going to be insane. And the way that this looks right now is guaranteed not how it's going to look by tomorrow.
Agreed. No. But yeah, I mean, we're talking about Deanna Stellato. Like, she fell. That was rough. It was just
such
like
a fluke fall.
They were near the end of their program. They had been mostly clean, not completely. Mm-hmm. Max had a little issue on his side by side, but like landed it, rotated it. But they're doing their lift at the end. You can almost see them feel home free, you know.
Yes.
And they had been injured and didn't know if they would even be able to compete here. So they probably were so relieved that they had gotten through, you know, the jumps and the twist and the throw. And then as he's setting her down at the end of the lift, she just like catches, like she lands like a little off on her weight distribution, it looked like, and just fell.
Well, also, everyone was skating so close to the boards.
A lot of board kissing. Also,
yes, we saw Sarah Conti, like, catch the edge of the boards on a backwards crossover. Like, this is an Olympic-sized sheet of ice.
Yes.
And I think a lot of the mistakes that we saw were people just, like, too close to the boards.
Well, it's just, like, this adrenaline takes over when you're at an event. And I think for the pairs, they've now watched their friends in the ice dance compete. Mm-hmm. They've maybe competed themselves once in the team event, and then they've watched the men's event, and it's maybe lit a fire behind all of them knowing, hey, maybe we thought that the Japanese had this like locked up, but it's anybody's game. And I think when there's this like crazy event that happens right before, it almost intimidates the skaters a little bit because they think, oh my god, like it wasn't even on my radar, and maybe it should be. And it's just this crazy adrenaline, especially like if you're doing your programs every single day and you never have any issues with like the wall or the boards or whatever, and now you're just like pushing a little bit harder, you're feeling a little bit more Olympic, and you also know that anything can happen. This is the Olympic Games. That's where these like little mistakes come in, and they can be really costly, which we saw like that mistake that Deanna had. It was a really small mistake that turned into a major, major error.
Yeah. I was so hopeful that that was going to be considered just like a fall and not a fall on the element. But then also the slow-mo replay, you could see it was completely
coming
down
from the
on
lift.
The way out. Yeah. Like, ugh. And they just needed to go like 5 more seconds.
I know.
Right.
They were right there.
Yeah. I think the most, I mean, we didn't even mention, like, you brought Sarah up. I didn't even mention them when I said, like, the standings, but, like, Sarah Conti and Nicola Machi are in 8th place. Like, there was just, like, but I do still feel that the biggest shock to me today was the Japanese putting that lift
shocking
down, because they skated so well to that point. And it was like, it had been one thing after another in this short program. We've gone through it, and they're doing this clean program, and you're like, yes, these are like, this is what
I expected from them. Here we go.
Yes.
Yeah. These are going to be our leaders. And, you know, and they got an 82 in the team event. Like, it was like, okay. Like, and they were in such a rhythm in the team event. Like, their team event free skate was also incredible. And then they just got a little off, like, with
timing.
The weight distribution and the timing of her rotating in that lasso lift was just off enough for it to come down. And they only get a level 2 on the lift. They lose all this obviously great of execution, but they lose all these base value points. I mean, you could tell they were just devastated. I mean, him in particular, you could tell he thought it
shocked.
Was his fault. I have no idea the mechanics exactly of what happened. But yeah, that was the most shocking to me.
I would love to get KMT's perspective here. Also, shout out to Kirsten Moore Towers. Congratulations, Mamo, on having a little boy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know she had the baby.
Right now.
Me too.
Yes, congratulations. Wait, everything is looking great. She seems happy and healthy. So congratulations. We're so happy for you. Now we need to get your opinion.
Yeah, now we need you to get out of the hospital.
Because when you... This is hilarious because when you started saying congratulations in that way, I really thought you were leading up to congratulate her on Lia Pereira and Trent Michaud being in third place. I have no idea. I don't know. Like, I was like, did she choreograph something for them? Like, as you're leading up to that, I was like, what is the connection to this? And then
you're
she
so
had a baby.
In it, Sarah. You're so,
I'm so
in it. Right
in
now.
It. No, you. I'm.
You're in the gold zone.
I'm in the gold zone. I'm deep, deep in the gold zone. I do want to talk about Lia and Trent because I'm really happy for them. I love this program. I have loved this program. I remember being in Finland and thinking they were robbed in the short program. Like, this is so nice for them. And I know that, like, Jesse Ware sent them flowers, who did, you know, the artist of the song that they use in this. Like, it's just, like, it was great. And you know what? They went in one of the earlier groups and they just did their program. And I mean, it just goes to show, like, you do a clean program, you never know. And here they are, they're in third place at the Olympics.
I totally agree with you.
Small medal.
I don't think there are Olympic small medals.
There's not. There should be.
Metaphorically, they're getting a small medal.
Yes.
In my heart, we got to send them a small medal. We got to do something.
We will. We'll send them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Ashley
is referring to at the World Championships or any like major international competition, they give you a small medal for your placement in each segment. So if you're like first place in the free skate, you get a small gold medal. And if you're first place in the short program, you get a small gold medal. And then the overall result is obviously like the standard medal. But at the Olympics, there are no small Olympic medals.
Okay, well, we got to do something for them. They were so great.
Yeah, we've got to talk to Pierre de Coubertin, who did bring the Olympics into the modern age, to tell him.
Okay, yeah, let's go get him.
Yeah,
get him on the pod.
He's going to be our next guest.
Yeah. You guys, I would love, and maybe this is selfish, and you guys can tell me if it is, but I would love an easy to judge, easy to watch event. Is that asking too much?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, it's asking
okay, good.
A lot.
I just feel like these athletes, the team event didn't make me feel this way, but the individual events have just left me every single time I get off air, I feel like I have been to battle. I feel like I have just survived a life or death situation.
This is because I'm producing her in her ear. She's like, I got to get out of here.
Sarah.
Yeah.
This is life or death.
God, I feel for these athletes because it's not fun for the athletes to feel that way as well.
No.
Of course.
But I want to give, which is kind of a famous Italian saying.
I want to do give.
Okay.
Okay.
Emily Chan and Spencer Howe were really enjoyable to watch tonight.
Yeah, they
did
good.
A really nice job. I was really happy for them and really impressed with the way that they skated.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
Yeah.
I didn't see him blow kisses either, which won him points from me.
Oh, I like the kiss blowing. Just
I
lean
love
in
that.
Fully
I,
to the drama. I'm
no,
into
I
that.
I can't.
Like when he is on a parade float out there.
I love it. I know Ashley
hates it. Is Miss America for sure. And more power to him. Yeah, I think that both of our teams have in the past really struggled on the side-by-side jumps and the throws, and for both of them, like, Ellie has decided that on Olympic ice
she's
gonna nail these throws, and I'm so happy for her.
She has decided that in Milan
it's a choice,
it's a choice.
Yeah,
like being gay is a choice, so is landing jumps.
Right, they're actually kind of the same social issue.
It is. And people aren't standing up for this social issue.
People aren't standing up enough for people who are landing their jumps.
No.
No.
Yeah.
But our Americans really showed up today.
Yeah,
they did a great job.
I do think we should talk about the Georgians too. We haven't really talked about them, but, and they weren't perfect. Like, they weren't completely perfect. They were really good though. She stepped out of the throw, but that was it. And everything else they did was really high quality, like it usually is. Mm-hmm. And Ashley is what
I'm laughing because I'm just remembering something that I said on air, and it made me realize that figure skating really is for such a specific audience.
What did you say?
The main host of the show that I'm on, Scott Hansen, is on Red Zone, so football. And the Georgians are like on the screen and I'm talking about them, and I'm so excited to tell the world that she spray paints her hair black.
Yeah, the world needs to know.
Yeah.
And I'm saying this and I just see him go,
And it's define paint.
It didn't hit. And then I think he went, yeah, like I can tell these things.
Like, no, those are edges.
It didn't hit the way that I was prepared for it to.
But well, you gave the audience the information, and some people want that information, and some people go, and then they move on. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
all
right. Figure skating is for everyone. You know?
Figure skating is for everyone.
Yeah.
But they were pretty good today. I mean, other than the step out of the throw, Johnny on air is like, look at this throw. He's like hyping up this technique, and then she steps out of it immediately.
Yeah,
but I think everyone is jinxing the skaters. We've got to
just commentator.
I think
commentator
we should watch
jinx
in
is real.
Silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think, listen, the skaters are fine. This is just exactly what happens. We don't remember that this happens all the time at the Olympics. It's not easy to skate at the Olympics. That's what we're being reminded of, because this happens every single time. This isn't an Olympic curse. This is not an Olympic jinx. This is just what it is all the time. This is why there's crazy results. This is why everything is unpredictable, because you have no idea what's going to happen out on Olympic ice. It just is what it is. We forget. It's just enough time to forget. We haven't done the podcast in one day, and I was like, how do we start this? That's been one day. Imagine if it had been 4 years. You'd say we're jinxed, but we just forgot.
No, it's just the Olympics.
Yeah, we forgot that we've always been jinxed.
Right.
The gods have never been the gods have never been happy with us.
No.
No. We really do need to take advantage of the proximity of the Pope, though, and do like a holy water Zam.
Yeah,
it needs to happen.
Yeah, a Zam bony filled with holy water.
Holy water. Yeah. Bless that Zam and send it out onto the ice.
Maybe the Pope could ride on the Zam and kind of like do
that would actually be so fun.
And you know how the priest like will bless you with the shaking of the incense?
Yeah.
He just rides around on the Zam. Zam is holy water. And he's shaking incense at the audience. And I think
that's a good idea.
I mean, it can't hurt.
No. Worst case scenario, just smells good in there.
Let's go get him. Let's go get him.
He's around the corner. I'll get him. I'm really good at the Metro now.
Yeah.
Yeah, go grab him.
Hey, go grab him.
Go grab him. Can you knock on the doors of the Vatican?
We need you. Can we just ask a quick favor?
Hey, do you know how to ride a Zamboni?
He
might be in Chicago.
You just have to sit
there.
I heard
you can perform miracles, or is that only Jesus?
Hey,
it's only.
You never know if you don't ask. Thanks,
you never
Ashley.
Know what miracles. Yeah, that's so
Thanks
true.
Thanks for asking.
You never know what
it
miracles.
It is just Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. speaking of miracles, not really. But what I want to say is Sway and Han.
Yeah.
They did pull through in a way that I didn't know what to expect from them. And it was a good short program. It wasn't perfect, but it was way better than the team event.
Yeah.
I still cannot believe that they are here.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
They are. It's real.
But they're, I mean, they're right there. I mean, they're sitting in sixth place, and they are quite literally like 2 points from the podium.
I know.
Like,
it's insane.
2 points.
Wait, also, we have not given you both love this
team. I know,
team,
I'm ready.
And we
I'm,
haven't given them their flowers.
No, we're saving.
Let's talk about the Hungarians, who are uncursable. And I'm sure someone listening is like, no, don't say that. No, you can't curse her.
Well, we're going to find
you
out.
You can't.
Because she's a pirate.
Yeah,
you
she's
can't
a pirate.
Curse a pirate. It rebounds
she has
off
a
of them.
Peg leg. It the curse yeah, just and goes a gold inside tooth. The hollow right. of her leg. And
with that you, much like, whiskey in your
her.
Body?
No. And she has gold yeah. doubloons in her dress.
Yeah. She's they're fine.
Yeah. I mean,
they
look, it's
won me over tonight. I'm gonna be honest. I haven't been crazy about their skating, and I have largely remained silent when you guys talk about them.
We know. We've noticed. I have. I'm noticing yeah. things.
A lot of nods.
This year I'm really into noticing things. no, I appreciate them in a completely new way because they did that on Olympic ice mm-hmm. when a lot of people couldn't.
Yeah.
And you've earned my respect.
Yeah. And I mean, I do think this short program is a nice vehicle for them and has been, uh-huh. I think it's been a nice fit all season. Ashley's coming around to it now, but I think Adam and I have been more, you know, followers of the cult of Maria Pavlova for a bit longer, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fair weather fan. I'm a 4-year fan.
you watch them every 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, they're just solid. Mm-hmm. Really mm-hmm. solid, really just smart skating. And you just can tell the way that they train, they tapped into that tonight and did exactly that. They didn't do anything more, anything less. And listen, I've never skated pairs before, but I imagine that it's finding the perfect balance. Well, with you, where I almost cut off your windpipe.
But what they are doing is on another level.
Yeah, it's not on the level of doing like a little vignette in the middle of an ice show. But it just, I imagine that it's finding this perfect balance of like going with the adrenaline, but also almost pretending like it doesn't exist at all so that you're still mm-hmm. in tune and in step with your partner. And they mm-hmm. did that really, really well tonight. And like Hasse and Volodin also did that where it was just like they felt really in sync. Mm-hmm. Nikita in the footwork, he had moments where I was like, oh, he knows he's skating a clean short program.
Yeah.
And I was right. like, just calm down. Mm-hmm. And they just, this again, like I've talked about it before, but Hasse and Volodin, I've always thought they're amazing and they are technically so sound. But this is the first year that I've watched them, and especially this specific program, where I'm like, oh, they make me feel a little like something. And mm-hmm. I'm really glad that they were able to skate this as well as they did here.
Yeah. I like this program a lot on them. It's mm-hmm. I think it's probably the best program, in my opinion, on them that they've had as a team is this short program. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. I think it's like, you know, they're a little bit like sharp in their movements as it is. You know, they're not like a really like soft, flowy team. So this tango, it accentuates that and emphasizes it, and it really like comes through. It's a nice compliment to their skating.
Totally.
I don't think, you know, I mean, they're 5 points ahead of second place. If they skate clean tomorrow, I do not think someone can catch them.
At this point, no.
It's a big if to skate clean, obviously.
Right.
But if they were to skate clean, I do not think they're catchable.
Even if we're talking about that big score that Miura Kihara from Japan got in the team event, it's still five
short.
Points. Like, that's 5 points more on Hasse and Volodin's, like, best. So mm-hmm. 5 points wouldn't be enough if they do
it's
both.
It's not enough.
But
it's a 7-point. It's a 7-point lead.
7-point
right
gap.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think it would be enough. So, you know, to win a gold medal, the other teams have to skate their best and hope that somebody else doesn't, you know, or that's the only chance for gold, I think, for other teams is them making an error at this point, which is a lot of pressure. You know, I think it's almost worse to feel like, oh, well, if we just get a clean program, we're going to win.
I don't know, but I can almost, I can hear the interviews on the other side where they're like, we knew we were capable of this. And so we trained with an Olympic gold in mind and we prepared ourselves for the, I can hear it. Because they were skating like sharks. You can hear like the canned
answer.
I've given that answer.
She's given our that training. Answer.
Mm-hmm. No, but like
Sarah passes out.
I believe in them so much right now because of the smile I saw on Nikita's face when he knew all he had to do was go out and skate what they've trained.
Yeah, there is just like a feeling you can feel that when a skater starts a bit starts a bit of momentum after a short program, that they you just feel like they're gonna capitalize on it, and he did have that look, and she really just looked like in that beautiful moment, and I think that like I still think that they're skating with a bit of like revenge skate from that like silly mistake they made at the end of their free skate at the World Championships last year. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're still in a bit of revenge mode. So it'll just be really interesting to see what happens in the free skate.
Yeah.
Interesting indeed.
I'll just say we've been at this for like 10 days at these Olympics. I do not trust anything until I see it with my own eyes to the final pose, because
to the final pose,
to the final pose,
which we learned today.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
I mean,
we
it's
learned
just
that
anything can happen at any time. I do want to pour one out for Nagaoka and Moriguchi from Japan, who did not make the free skate. I mean, three teams didn't make the free skate. I'm very sorry for all of them.
I hate
but
that.
I am very excited. I think like they are so, there's going to be such an up and coming team in like the medal ranks later. And I'm just like, that's a tough thing to
But you know what? The Olympics is all about like disaster and comeback. And
it is.
What an amazing story it'll be for them where it was like, we got last place at the Olympics. Because I can see easily in the next few seasons, this team being on a world podium.
Easily.
Yeah, 100%.
If they keep up their side-by-sides the way that they're doing them.
And the lifts.
Yeah,
they have great
lifts. They're great.
They're a great team. They just
they
had
are.
Like a rough night at the Olympics.
Happens.
Yeah, it just, they looked like the gravity of the Olympics was eating them alive in that moment. But I love them as a team.
I love, one more thing I want to say. This was the first time I got to see the up close of Deanna's Oscar De La Renta dress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And?
My, oh my. That thing is stunning.
I didn't realize it was all individual beads.
It's beaded. It is
unbelievable
to see it.
Wow.
Oh my God.
For some reason, thought it was sequined. Like sequins.
Uh-huh.
Sequins dress.
And a sequins dress.
Yes.
Roxy Andrews.
My name is Roxy Andrews, and I'm here to make it clear. I know you love me, baby. That's why you brought me here. Or something
good,
like
Ashley.
That.
Very good.
Thank you. Yeah. Gay history.
Gay
okay.
history.
But these individual, it's fully beaded. It's that it must be at 5 pounds. Like, I'm being serious.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It must be. It's all beads.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable
stunning.
To see it.
I saw a piece on it and I got to see it up close, and there was also like a little bit more of like a fashion shoot or editorial shoot with her in it, and that changed my mind entirely. I'm being open-minded this Olympics.
Yeah,
really,
it's
good.
It's an Olympics for realizing stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
learning things,
right. This year's
realizing,
all about realizing
stuff.
Things.
Realizing stuff.
Realize,
that's all you're doing.
Realize.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Well,
the free skate is tomorrow. The pairs do not get any break like the other disciplines. The pairs free skate is tomorrow. And we don't get
this,
any break
that also changes.
Because the women's short program is the next day.
The day after. But that also changes everything, too, where it was like all these having a day in between. And for the men, the 2 days in between, it changes the rhythm of everything.
Right? This is where we take back our power.
We Ooh, take back the night back.
What are we taking? Who's we? We are the three of us.
We
yeah, we're storming power? The Capitol.
Oh
yeah,
sure.
Of Milan.
Yeah,
the Duomo. The we're Vatican. Storming the Duomo.
We're storming the Vatican, yeah. asking for incense and holy water.
Yes.
Please, can you just send the Pope
please,
this way?
Just come with us for one little ice resurface, please.
Just like one lap. Please, do a lap. Yeah.
Don't you want to go to Asagio Forma?
Honestly, he's from Chicago. He can probably skate. Like, uh-huh. I bet he has hockey skates.
Yeah, he probably does.
They're probably in, like, his closet at the Vatican. I imagine, like, in his closet, he has, like, a ball cap, a pair of hockey skates.
And his
a pair
robes.
Of sneakers. In his
right,
robes.
Like a Blackhawks jersey and yeah. then his robes. Mm-hmm.
In a baseball he caught at a game once. Like, that's what I imagine
totally.
That's in his closet.
Yes, at yes. a White Sox game. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, clear out Benedict's stuff. I need room for my baseball.
Right, my collection.
Yeah. And he's going to put his tickets to the Paris Free Skate right next to his prized
yep,
baseball.
On his cork board next to the baseball tickets that he saved from Chicago.
Oh, God. The famous
right, and like a Bruce Springsteen board. Concert.
Yes, the famous cork board from the Vatican.
So if you're out there, Leo, and this is, you know, appealing to you in any way to help us out.
Reach
us
out.
Know.
Join the yeah. Patreon.
Yeah, send it.
Wait, also, you guys, we have a Patreon if you really love our work, or if you'd like to sign the petition to have the Pope come to the Paris Free Skates and yeah. bless us. Yeah. Please join the Patreon.
Yeah, we're That's gathering signatures
and
for
money.
The Pope to come and money. We'll be keeping the money, but we'll be giving the signatures to the
ISU.
Vatican.
To the Vatican and the ISU.
Oh my God, so many people have already given up on this episode. They have left
no,
the chat.
Not me.
No,
I'm
but
here.
It's like, this is, we're like, Sarah said, we're 10 days in, and it's just like, this is like, we got to get ready.
Yeah,
we have to lock in tomorrow.
We're locked in. Yeah, I'm locked in. We're ready to
I'm
go.
I'm locked in.
I'm ready.
And I hope you're all locked in because we're leaving.
Yeah.
Oh. I hope you're logged because we're logging out.
Yeah. log in tomorrow. We're logging out now. So long, everyone. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Okay.